It's been a tough couple of weeks, a lot of travelling, and obviously the RL50 took up a month. So, yeah, only our second home championship game. Hopefully a better result in the first one.
What time did you actually get back from Swansea the other night? Because it was a late finish there, and then it was a team bus journey home, wasn't it?
Yeah, we got into the ground about 2 o'clock in the morning. So most of the guys were probably home and tucked up by three. So a long day, but you know, it's the nature of the game.
Hard to take after a result like that. Paul Collingwood declared it was a fairly selfless act because he robbed himself of the opportunity of a second century in the match as well. But he said he wanted to try and tee up a position where there was a possibility of somebody getting the win, and even down to the last over he still felt either side could win it. But he said there was no shame in what happened, but draws really do you no favours now, do they?
No, I think that comment, draws do us no favours, is probably one of the reasons for the quite aggressive declaration, really. I mean, it wasn't a pitch that had fallen apart. I thought it would have fallen apart more when I saw it on day one, but it held together really well. And if we were going to bowl them out in 50 overs, they really had to have a chance of winning the game. So dangled the carrot, tried to win the game, didn't work for us. But as Paul says, there's no shame in trying to win a game.
He's now 41, and each season we ask about when will his last season be. But I mean, it's a real headache for you when it eventually does come, because there's such a position in that team to fill. Great captain, he's been a fantastic servant for the club over the years. Excellent batsman, just the leadership qualities as well. I mean, how do you replace somebody like him?
Well, at the moment his numbers are very good. He's doing a great job with the bat, as you said last week. In particular, he had a good RL50 with bat and ball. So he's producing performances first and foremost as a player. As you say, as a character and as a leader, he's difficult to replace. There will be some evolution of the team at some stage in the future, whether it's in a couple of years or next year is to be seen. But that's really for Paul to decide, I think.
You haven't discussed it with him in recent times? He hasn't said this is going to be my last year or anything like that?
We've discussed it a couple of times, but no decisions have been made, and really the decisions will be his.
Now, looking on to what you've got to come, you've got North Hants here this week. Nice to be back at home, and it seems a rarity, as we mentioned. It's such a long time ago since you were last here in County Championship action. This is generally where you have a good record, isn't it?
Yeah, we do generally play good cricket in all forms at home. So, nice to get back home. It'd be nice to play out here. And the weather at the moment's nice. Hopefully it'll hold over the weekend, and we'll get some good cricket in and get the right result.
Now, the squad is a thin one. There are injuries. Is it thinner than it was when you arrived at Glamorgan?
It's thinner than it was when we arrived at Glamorgan, yeah. There's a few aches and strains, and we're not going to be able to make a definitive decision on 11 until tomorrow morning, when we'll see how people react to today's practice.
Anybody definitely out who played in that Glamorgan game?
Not so much who played, but I mean, we won't be seeing Graham Onions back yet, which is unfortunate, but hopefully not too long. Initial scans suggest that not the damage that people were worried about. So hopefully that won't be too long, but it won't be this week. And there's some tired bodies from the two games that we had on the road.
Steve Cook struggled in the County Championship. He did very well with the white ball stuff, but he's had a bit of a difficult time as far as the County Championship cricket's concerned. And obviously he's now thinking ahead to the start of the South Africa series in a few weeks' time. Is there any work you can do with him in the next few days, the next few weeks to get him back up and running again?
He's working very hard. It is different changing from the red ball to the white ball, not just because of the nature of one-day cricket and four-day cricket, but because of the nature of the red Duke's ball and the white Kookaburra ball. They behave very differently. And it is a feature of English county cricket. The top-order batsmen do have to deal with the red Duke's ball. It's probably one of the most difficult challenges in world domestic cricket, to be honest. So he's working hard. His form was good in the RL50s, so there's nothing wrong with really the way he's playing. He's just maybe got to get a little bit more confidence, to be honest. It's most of this game's played inside the head anyway.
And finally, North Hants, the last time they were here was a very memorable afternoon when Chris Rushworth bowled them out twice in about 2 or 3 hours and took career best figures, 15 wickets. I think he nearly had 10 in one innings at one point as well.
Yeah, we were probably on a bit of a roll of decent cricket at the time. I think we were getting quite a few wins at the time that North Hants were last here. And the team was probably high in confidence, and things were going our way. Not quite the same dressing room at the moment. It's not quite as confident as we'd like to be. 4-day cricket hasn't gone as well as we'd liked so far. But it's an opportunity for us to get ourselves back on track.